You're listening to Spare Parts, the engineering profession segment for the World of Warcraft. Hi junior engineers, sorry I've been away from the mic for a while, but while things have been settling down in Pandaria and Orgrimmar, I've been using this time to catch up on some much needed time in the workshop, attending to the mini moves and keeping my more dangerous creations out of their inquisitive mitts. This week we've finally had some information from Blizzard about some of the future in engineering in the upcoming expansion, and I thought it would be important to share it. Courtesy of a few tweets from Jonathan LeCraft, aka The Crafticus on Twitter, here are some of what we can expect for our launch into Draenor. First off the rank, we're going to be able to craft a new Blingtron. Tentatively labelled the Blingtron 5000, this new Blingtron will be created from materials we find on Draenor, presumably some variant on Savage Iron or some such thing, along with a new version of Living Steel or Titan Steel, probably now to be called Savage Steel, and whatever the new Spirits of Harmony are. No, I'm not going to say it. This new Blingtron will have all of the new gifts, hopefully with something a little better than the steamy, oil-stained romance novel. Plus, if another player of the same faction drops a Blingtron in the same spot, it's planned that they will have a savage fight to the death. I envision that this will be much like the red and blue Warbots and our fighting Christmas presents. The idea will be, according to Crafticus, that there will be a bonus for the creator of the winning Blingtron. The loser's Blingtron will also live to fight another day. It's unknown at this stage whether you'll be able to summon it more than once a day, which is the current limitation on the current Blingtron. Crafticus also mentioned that if you're concerned about people griefing your Blingtron by dropping one right on top of it, you can drop it in the sanctity of your garrison where nobody will be able to reach it except for those who are invited. While Crafticus was talking engineering, another person asked about a new wormhole generator, mentioning that this would be a really nice perk considering that we're not going to be having flying until later on in the expansion. Crafticus replied that the current plan is that they have what they have termed a wormhole centrifuge, where you get to pick two locations from a whole list of locations anywhere in Draenor. The wormhole will randomly flip a coin and spit you out at one of them. A nice compromise between the random craziness of the Pandaria wormhole generator and the Northrend fixed destination generator. Personally, I had a lot of trouble with the Pandaria generator, never really relying on it to get me around, which is something that I used to like and enjoy as part of my perks in Northrend. There's no word yet on whether the locations will be the nutty tops of statues or trees, or if we might have the return of teleport pods, old school style. I think I'd prefer the pods as a constant reminder to others of how we engineers can teleport and they can't. When asked why pick two locations, Crafticus replied that they don't want it to be a perfect teleport, much like a mage, and a 50% success rate seems a route right for engineering. He also mentioned, when asked, that although there might not be a chance of it going wrong, as in teleporting you to somewhere else, that those daredevils among us might be turned into a sheep, or set on fire, or both. I like those odds. When asked about items like the Hyper Radiant Flame Reflector, which is an old school vanilla item that reflects fire spells back at the caster, Crafticus touched on something important. He said that it was a relic of the old days and that they want to make fun stuff, but not things that are hard to balance. And, all you folks looking for a new tinkered mount? Crafticus has said that we only just got the new Sky Golem, so we're probably not going to be expecting a new mount in this expansion. I did note, however, that he said brand new, so that leaves the door open for something else that they may have done before. And for us proud transmoggers, new goggles are planned. No word yet on whether there'll be an improvement to the cogwheel system. Although I love the concept of the cogwheel system, the implementation just didn't work, considering that we couldn't upgrade our cogwheels anywhere through Pandaria. I would like to see something that we can continue to upgrade as the expansion rolls on. Make it need new, craftable materials, I don't really mind, as long as we've got something that keeps our goggles relevant. And that's all the Warlords news we have so far. As soon as more comes to light, I'll be right there to report it. To send me WoW engineering questions or submit your story of engineering triumph or failure, please send emails or voice recordings to spareparts@gmail.com or contact me on Twitter @MacGyver. Spare Parts is downloadable direct from iTunes or from spareparts.podomatic.com for the full catalogue of past segments. So, until next time, it's great to be back, stay safe, see you on the other side of the wormhole centrifuge, and tinker with pride.